It's being called the toughest package of immigration laws in the nation. Last night, legislators in Colorado passed a number of bills that will cut state services to an estimated 50,000 illegal immigrants and penalize the businesses that employ them. The laws were the result of a compromise between Democrats in the legislature and the state's Republican governor. Nancy Greenlease of member station KUNC reports from Denver.
Democratic State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff said the state couldn't wait for Congress to act.
This is tough, effective, practical, enforceable, reasonable, and I think a model for the country. My hope is that Washington takes a hint.
The cornerstone measure of the legislation requires that all applicants for state services in Colorado prove their legal status. It's estimated this will affect tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who will be cut off the rolls for state-supported health care, food stamps, unemployment, and other benefits. However, illegal immigrant children, the homeless, and the sick are exempted. Senate President Joan Fitzgerald said the measures are morally sound.
I don't think that we did anything that we would be ashamed of. I don't think we did anything that in the light of 10 or 20 years, you know, down the road, that we would look back and say, my God, you know, what kind of Colorado did we just make?
Businesses took a hit with measures requiring verification of employees' legal status. Businesses could also lose tax benefits if they hire illegal workers. This created some heated debate, but a large part of the controversy centered around whether voters, not the legislature, should be deciding this issue. The Republican governor called a special session after the state Supreme Court rejected a November ballot measure. That measure would have asked the voters to change the Constitution to bar illegal immigrants from accessing state services. The Republicans' House Minority Leader, Mike May, is disappointed that voters won't get to decide.
We thought citizens were deprived of access to the ballot. And I think it is good public policy to have in our Constitution that services aren't provided to illegal immigrants. We didn't get that.
Many Republicans hoped a ballot measure in November would draw GOP voters to the polls and erase the Democrats' narrow margin in both houses.
It was just a political chess game.
Colorado State University political science professor John Strayer says lawmakers panicked, feeling they needed to weigh in on this national debate. He said hysteria is no way to craft public policy, especially when it could trickle down to other states.
Colorado has been watched. No doubt there will be a copycat legislation introduced in a number of other states. How many and how fast, I'm not quite sure. But I think, you know, come January, when most of the states reconvene for the 2007 sessions, yeah, you're going to see Colorado copied and cited across the country.
Governor Bill Owens is expected to sign the Maine law, which will go into effect August 1st. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlease in Denver.